the outgoing chair, the Prime Minister of the Cook Islands, Sir Henry Puna. He welcomed the President of Nauru, Baron Wanga, who is now the new chair of the Smaller Island States Group. We also heard from the Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum, Dame Meg Taylor. And one of the first things all the speakers have said was to pay tribute to Tony de Broom, the former climate change ambassador for the Marshall Islands. A moment's silence was held to honour him after his recent passing. He was described as a champion of climate change and a brother to many of those in the room. And then there was some mention of the items that will be discussed in this small island states leaders meeting. Perhaps the most important is access to climate finance. One of the things they'll be talking about is putting together joint proposals to the Green Climate Fund. They're also going to be talking about trying to get fair and equitable air service agreements and also labour mobility as well. In his opening statements, President Wanga said that we have to, as small island states, we have to make sure that we stand together as one so that we can get the matters that we believe are of importance onto the final leaders communique at the end of the week. And that's released, of course, following the leaders' retreat on Friday.
Talking of which, do we know who will be in attendance and who may not be?
Well, we know that Australia's Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will be. He'll be arriving later in the week, just ahead of that leaders' conference. The Prime Minister of New Zealand won't be. Of course, New Zealand is having elections very soon. He'll be represented by the Foreign Minister. Fiji's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, won't be coming. That is not a surprise to many. He hasn't attended the Pacific Islands Forum since it was re-invited back into the fold following democratic elections in 2014. The talk around here is that Fiji will be represented by the former Foreign Minister, now Defence Minister, Ratu Inoke Kumbumbola. Other leaders that we're waiting to see and questions of interest is who will be representing Tonga. We understand Akilisi Pohiba will be coming, even though he's acting in a caretaker role following the King's call for elections and the disbanding of Parliament. Also watching to see who comes from New Caledonia following the failure of the leaders over there to elect a new president. It'll be interesting to see who finally comes. Said hello to PNG's Foreign Minister Rindon Pato, is actually staying in the same hotel as me. And so he's definitely here, and we wait to see if the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, will be coming later in the week as well.
So at the moment, as far as the Prime Minister of Samoa is concerned, Tua Lepisalele, it's been a pretty good couple of days for him because, of course, his country has just won hosting rights to the Pacific Games, and now here they are hosting the Pacific Islands Forum. Puts Samoa front and centre, really, doesn't it, of the Pacific world?
It does, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out in the end, in this final communique. There are some things that unite the Pacific and the leaders here, but also plenty of things that divide the leaders here as well, united on some aspects of climate change, divided on other aspects, with Australia on one side and many of the Pacific Island nations on the other. Other divisive issues, West Papua as well, labour mobility. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that final communique. Often it takes some reading between the lines of that final communique to determine what has gone on in this leaders' retreat. Another issue of that looks like it's going to be discussed is regional security and whether the leaders come up with a way forward on drafting a new regional security policy, a successor to the Bikitawa Declaration, which of course was the operations like Ramsey were formed under the Bikitawa Declaration. So it looks, we're getting messages anyway, particularly from the foreign minister's meeting last month, that regional security will also be on the agenda.